In Notebook E, well into the notebook, we see Darwin, in a way, pulling back from what he's done. And because he's saying, somewhat cryptically, the more I think about it, the more convinced I am that extinction plays a greater part than transmutation. In other words, the shape of the tree may be more shaped by extinction, lopping off things, than the production of new things. And he's saying, you know, we need not look for change because its numbers show it is perfectly adapted, if we're talking about many species. Well, if it's perfectly adapted, it's well adapted. And here I don't think he means that it's perfectly adapted in the old-fashioned natural theology way. He means well adapted. His language will shift shortly, but let's assume that that's within the realm of meaning so we can give to the word perfect. And he's saying if it is well adapted, well, if the environment doesn't change, it doesn't change very much, why would it change? You know, if change is gradual. Darwin will pull back, will have a lot of doubts about how much variation there is in nature. And his theory of natural selection requires that there be a lot of variation in nature. And this will be one of those factors that holds him back from publishing, establishing how much variability there is in nature. Ultimately, one of the things that is thought to have been kind of a delaying tactic, that is, working for 7 years from 5 years from now, he'll start working, spend 7 years working on barnacles, detailed anatomy and comparative anatomy and morphology of and taxonomy of the whole of the barnacles, fossil and living. Gigantic book, much detail, not very little theory explicit in it. But one thing he learned from working on those barnacles was that there is an enormous amount of variation in species on an individual basis, and in varieties within species are abundant. So that meant that there was, you can see that whole barnacle period as a kind of experiment in how much variation there is. So if there is that variation, then natural selection has a lot of power to work with. He will come out in 1854 of this long work on barnacles, ready to forge ahead with natural selection being a very powerful and effective force. And in this passage, we have Darwin again taking another pass at creation being not by special creation, you know, fresh creation. He talks about this would look like fresh creation. This would look like that, like things are perfectly adapted and there are few stray ones. It would look like when they are produced by direct action or special creation, and it's an illusion.